In England, 1 in 6 people report experiencing common mental health problems such as anxiety and depression in 1 week. In 2013, depression was the second leading cause of years lived with a disability worldwide. This was just behind lower back pain. In 26 countries, depression was the primary driver of disability. 19.7% of people in the UK aged 16 and over showed symptoms of anxiety and depression. Now, I suffer with depression and anxiety, and I know it can be tough, and they are linked. But it can get easier. You just need to keep positive. Ask for help if you need it. And it will all be okay. Depression isn't just feeling sad or thinking that something's going to go wrong. It can be anything that's bad. I'm not saying that your depression isn't as severe as everyone else's. If you have depression, it's bad. Whether it's minor, whether it's severe, depression is a serious thing. And some people suffer with depression due to things that have happened in their past. It can be described like a light switch. Some people have manic depression, which is the more up-to-date version of bipolar. That is one of the leading reasons of death across the world. I've suffered with depression my whole life. I've always thought it was getting worse. You know, I always thought nothing was going to go right. But the fact that I'm still here now proves that something must be getting better. And even though it seems like nothing's going to change, you'll get to a point one day where you're going to realise that how you were 10 years ago or when you first had it, you've changed dramatically. If you really think about it, it's possible to get through this. There are days you don't want to get out of bed. There are days you don't want to see people. And I know, talking from my own experience, that there have been days and even weeks where I haven't eaten or I haven't gotten out of bed because I can't bring myself to do it. But the important thing is that you may not get out of bed for 2 days. But if you decide then to go and leave your room for 10 minutes, that will be the greatest thing that you could have done in that time. Because no matter how much you don't want to, you're pushing through this. And if you can get out of bed and take the first step, that's the first step of you getting better. And if you know someone who suffers with depression or anxiety, then you should definitely be there for them.